Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your exceeding grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Somebody didn't fall back there. It hurts. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we come out from among them today. We thank you for everyone that is present today. We thank you, Father, for this incredible salvation that we have been given, this operation of the kingdom. As we come up the steps of Zion, we come to stand before the great pillars, before your great and living doorway. We come to stand before you, Lord, as we step into the grace that you giveth. You are the living doorway. By you, through you, and in you, we live and move and have our being. We step into the pavilion of grace, the throne of grace, the glory, where you are. We come to stand before your great throne today. Today I ask on the behalf of everyone, you grant us all the spirit of wisdom and revelation today. You grant the eye of our heart to be flooded with light today. You grant us, according to the unfathomable riches and glory, to be strengthened, to be overshadowed, to be endued with all creative dunamis power. You grant us dunamis today, that Christ may dwell, abide, and have the ascendancy in us. Today we step in to your righteousness. Today we are found in you, not having our own. You open your great robe to us. You open your door to us, Lord. We step into the standing that we have with you. I want you to be aware that you're moving into his standing now, clothed in his robe, sheltered under the shadow of his wings. You're our exceeding great shield today. We are holy today and without blame before you in love. We are holy and unblameable before you, Lord, and you do present us faultless. For we are found in you today, not having our own. We're found in yours, Lord. We're found in your grace. We're found in your righteousness. I thank you for the great robe of white that we all do wear this day, in the crown of righteousness. That everything we do, say, every place we move in you and with you and by you and through you, that we are encompassed into your exceeding grace. And you love us. You are our high priest. You are our intercessor and our mediator. And you prepare us for our ascent into the Father's great love and our ascent into joint heirship. So we come to the Garden of the Lily today. Not even Solomon was arrayed like you. The Lily of the Valley. We step in to the stillness, quietness, and the serenity, the tranquility, as you stand so resolute, so perfect, so pure. You clothe us today in your beautiful grace. There is no toiling or spinning in you. There's no striving with you. You lift all of our striving. You lift all the toil. He that doth entereth into your rest ceases from his own works. We cease from the toil of man today, as we are clothed in the beauty of your perfect rest. Not even Solomon was arrayed in such beauty and such glory and such rest.
As we rest in your love, we are in Christ. We are in the peace of God that surpasses all natural understanding. For peace is the governor of our hearts. As we yield all of our members to you, our soul is quieted. We are laid in perfect peace because you care for us. And in this place of rest, you are restoring our soul. Our soul is at peace, and we are in perfect harmony with your kingdom, with the breath of your Spirit upon us as a breeze in this garden of the lilies, that we are surrounded by you, Lord Jesus, encompassed round about with your grace, your great grace surrounds us. And we thank you for the dew of the morning that is resting upon the lily, that we are quieted and brought to stillness as our thoughts come into perfect alignment with the Father's thoughts for us. We have the mind of Christ bound to our minds, and the perfect will of our Father to our will. We yield ourselves to you completely this day.
Thank you for your exceeding grace that encompasses us, that clothes, that fills our body, our mind, our heart. He that cometh unto you, come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give the rest. We surrender as you lift all the heavy ladenness, every burden being extracted and removed, clothed in the perfection of stillness, clothed in the perfection of grace and rest permeating. As we are in you, you dwelleth in us, we carry you. You abide in us, this grace abides in us, this rest, this living, pure, unadulterated rest. So you just had someone lift right off of your shoulders there. You had a burden right there. I just feel it lifting right off of your back right now, right off your shoulders. That burden's just lifting right now. The yoke that's easy. Oh, that's a good one there. I feel The yoke that's easy and the burden that is light. You're going to feel light. That's like the lily. Think about the lily. Consider, meditate. Does not spin or toil. It carries no weight. It's a flower. How much weight can a flower hold? It does not bear weight. It stands resolute in the beauty of the Father's love. Stands pure. I'm still being lifted off your back. I'm feeling that lifting off. Big weight lifting off of you today. Still feel that. I'm going to move forward. I'd normally go to the tree of life, but I'm going to move on up today. Father, on the wings of a great eagle, you take this whole body of intercessors, believers, kings, priests. We mount up on this eagle now. So I trust you to lift us all the way up into the room that you have prepared for us, Lord, in the Father. That you lift us all on the wings of this eagle now. That you lift us up into the high places with you, Father. Far above the world and its systems. Far above the principalities and the powers of this age. Far above all distraction. All disharmony. We come into the room, Father, of your glory. We all are present here as little children. We come to be loved. We lay down all of our walls, Father. We enter in. Some of you are going to start. You might see glory right in front of you. I just saw a glory cloud. Some of you just enter in, move forward in your spirit as we step in to where you are, Father. Your glory you have given, Lord. We see that you already have given us this place. We cannot earn it. We do not work for it. We simply enter. We step in to the fullness of the great love that you have for us, Father. You encompass us all in the security. You encompass me in confidence and assurance. Some of you are feeling like you're being clothed, held, embraced. You embrace us, Father. What manner of love you have bestowed upon us, that we should all be called the sons of God. Born of you, Father. Born of your love. Born into the family. With inherited right to stand in Christ in your glory, the manifest glory, called out of darkness into your marvelous, glorious, and beautiful light. Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, every good gift and perfect gifts coming out from you. The God of all grace, you give grace and glory, and no good thing do you withhold from us. Father of love, today we are loved. You uphold us all today in the beauty. You encompass us, Father, in glory. In your exceeding great shield, you encompass us. You lift us up above the world. You separate us. We have been raised with you, Lord. We seek now the things that are above, where you sitteth at the right hand of the Father. We set our affections upon you today, for the old man is dead. Our life is hidden away in you and hidden away in the Father. Hide us. Hide us away, Father. Clothe us. Embrace us. Encompass. Love us. To love be shed abroad in us. By your Spirit, of your fullness, we are all receiving. Thank you, Father, for the great love wherewith you love us. Your love endureth forever. Say that to him, Father. Your love endures forever. With me, it endureth. It endureth. Your mercies are new every morning. Right now, there's new mercy. Today, I receive the brand new mercy that's coming out from you. I receive the gifts that are coming out from you. I receive the glory that's coming out from you. I receive the life, the fullness. Your mercy endureth forever. I can never wear you out, Father. Nothing I will ever do changes your mercy forever. It's brand new today. You see us all in Christ today. You see us all in a perfected state today. You see us holy and without blame. And Father, today you see us faultless. Somebody's going to get set free on this one. Blameless, without fault. I want you to stand before the Father and say, Father, I want to hear it. Say, Father, in Christ, I am without fault and without accusation. The enemy's power to accuse me is forever broken right here and right now. All accusatory actions, words are now severed. You are the glory of my rear guard, and no evil will come nigh my dwelling. The enemy has lost his power this day to accuse. My back I give to you to protect, Father. And no knives are going to come. No words are going to ever penetrate. I will not be blindsided, for you are the glory of our rear guard. You are today, oh, I see it coming around you, the exceeding great shield, fully armored, fully clothed, fully loved, fully. Clothed in glory now. I am a partaker, Father, of the inheritance of the saints in light. I am a partaker of the heavenly calling. I am, Father, born of you, and I stand holy before you. and without blame, without fault. I stand ready to move into my place. I stand ready now to follow the Lord and to join airship today. And on the wings of this eagle, you lift me, O Jah, to ride with you into the high places of not only the heavens, O Jah that rides upon the heavens, but to ride in the high places of the earth. For this day you do make me the head and not the tail as I walk across this Jordan today. I know and recognize these waters have been rolled all the way back to Egypt, and they've been rolled all the way back to Adam, that no part of the world or its systems can cross over. The law of sin and death into which I was born into is severed and buried into these waters. The reproach of Egypt and the bondage and the slavery wherein we were made to dwell is circumcised this day in Gilgal. I stand upon the 12 stones of your apostolic government, and I have been circumcised this day. I do not wear the image of Egypt. I do not wear the image of a wilderness wanderer. I no longer wander or wander around aimlessly in the wilderness. My heart has been set into the promised land. My compass has been set into the promised land. And I stand here fully circumcised, an image. It is a day where the manna has ceased and a brand new day of inheritance. Where you do give us cities and homes we didst not build, and you fill them with all good things we did not fill them with. We drink from the wells today we didst not dig, and you give us the vineyards and the olive yards that we did not plant. It is a day to freely reap where I did not labor. I am an inheritor, heir before you. And this is the hour, Lord, you've come out to meet us with the blessing of goodness. We all stand today as Joshua. You've come out to meet us, the Joshua generation, to confirm us. I see you coming out to meet us. For this king shall now glory in your strength. And in your salvation, I do now greatly rejoice. For you have given, I see that you have given unto me my heart's desire. You have not withholden the request of my lips. For you have set the crown of pure gold upon my head. You have come out to ordain me, for I have followed you into where you are. I have followed you in when you were raised up with the Father, crowned with the glory and honor. Today we are raised up to sit down with you in this glorious heavenly seat of joint heirship. If sons, then heirs. If heirs, then joint heirs. All that you are, I am. I am all that you are, Lord. I am in you in the state of joint heirship. I receive the glory and honor that you have received, for I follow into you, for you were behooved for this purpose to bring many sons unto the glory. Today we ascend into the glory of thy right hand. We come to sit down in our God-ordained seat with you, as you are crowned, literally with the crown of David, You took that throne up into the heavens. The Father restored all things to you. I will set my king on the holy hill of Zion. Ask of me the nations for thine inheritance. Ask for the uttermost parts of the earth. Today, we be Abraham's seed. Today we are in Christ and we are heirs of all of it. All of it. Born in a succession lineage of kings. Born into the DNA of heaven. Today I see and I am aware of the crown of the last day church, of the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience and the seven horns of omnipotent dominion. The great seven spirits of God are now encompassing us in this seat. That you are now with us to go forth into all the earth. The seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience that were given to come into this mountain are now given to us for dominion. It is an hour of dominion. Today we do receive of the seven inheritance. I am aware this crown is with us. I am aware that we are seated together with you. I am aware of the inheritances, the seven eyes, the inheritance of dunamis. Worthy is the Lamb to have received power, riches, generational wealth, wisdom, omnipresent omniscience, strength, honor and glory. Today we are clothed in honor. Today we are clothed in the glory of joint heirship. Today all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places are upon us. Today you clothe us in majestic royalty. Your majesty is laid upon us. You lay your majesty upon us. We are enthroned with you. We are enthroned for the hour the kings and priests will reign in the earth as we do now receive the fullness of this crown and the dominion. We are aware of the dominion now, the dominion. You made us to have dominion over the works of your hands. You set us over the works of your hands. You set all things under our feet. We move now in the authority and dominion of this crown as you have come out to meet us today as Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. This whole army is with us. The same ones that we're with you, that we're with Jacob, that we're with Elisha, the ladder, where the angels of heaven now descend and descend upon us. Can we not now pray for more than 12 legions of angels to be with us in the earth? Ministering flames of fire sent to minister on the behalf of the heirs. Today, this great army that is with us today to open the heavens over our life, to be with us in an open heaven wherever we go, wherever we walk. This great army now, I want you to be aware, not of one angel, an army of angels that are with you. That are with you, ministering flames of fire sent to minister on the behalf of the heirs. Can you not now pray for more than 12 legions of angels to be with you wherever the Father leadeth? Today, you have come out to meet us as Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. They're with us. For our family, they're with us. For this church, they're with us. For purpose, they're with us in our business. They're with us. I am not alone. Put your hand over your heart. Say, I am not alone. This host is now with me. They're with me. I am Joshua now. I'm joint heir. They're with me now in the same way they were with you, Lord. You've given them. You made it all possible. They cannot sit where we sit. You made us sit together, Father, in the glory. And now as they're filling this room, as I stand over this house and stand down in this house, I am aware that you have sent the armed warriors in front as the warrior angels now filling this room, as the breaker angels are now filling this room, as the angels of inheritance and healing and deliverance are filling the room, the watchers are filling the room, the angels of inheritance are with us. Father, assign the angels to go out in front. They are here producing this glorious ladder, ascending, descending with revelation, ascending and descending with gifts, callings and administrations and operations, ascending and descending with all the blessings in heavenly places, clearing out all second heaven interference, clearing out all division, clearing out all strife, clearing out all rebellion, clearing out all heaviness, clearing out all brokenness and distraction and depression. My house will never be a house of depression. Clearing out all sickness and infirmity. They stand at the doorpost of this house. Not one plague cometh nigh the dwelling of this house. They clear out. And they stamp down all things that are out of order. The great angel, this government angel that is with us to produce harmony in this house, for opening the doors for gifts and the callings and the ministrations and operations and revelations. The open heaven filling the worshiping angels that are now swirling around us, filling the house with the glory of the open heaven, with the glory as your crown, the seven spirits of God is with us, preparing the way for the ark, the arrival of the Father's glory into this house. For I do now see in the midst of this realm a house. I'm going to move out a minute into perambulation. I usually spend a lot of time here, but I'm just going to move for a moment in a house of salvation. Not one being saved. Nations, 3,000 born again in one message, sending out, preparing this city for great favor and great light. A house of intercession. Look at the intercessors now, Father. Look at us now where we sit, how far you have brought us. Yet it's the only the beginning. Nations will come in and go out. The plumb line will drop from the heavens. Open the eyes of the intercessors of this house. Just who they are. What kind of mountains that can be moved in this realm. For I see, Father, circles being drawn all over the maps. I see intercessors and leaders and pastors drawing circles over their city and saying, no more on my watch. For the host of heaven will now begin filling whole cities, as you will fill this church up with the glory, the manifested glory. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I stand over this city, Lord, and this circle is drawn, the perimeter, for this is your city. Even where Azusa was supposed to happen 100 years ago, Parham came through here. Now it's the city of inheritance, city fresh oil. As your angelic hosts are pouring in, there'll be brand new innovation coming out from your people in this city, not from the world, from your people. As you pour angels of innovation, the innovation angels bringing down out from your heart witty invention, pouring into this house witty invention, innovation, crowning us with innovation, crowning us with witty invention, crowning us with the knowledge of the future, the Bana, the king's table, to be able to see what is in front, to be able to make that investment and stand in the end of that investment, not in the beginning of it. I see a man standing in the end. We stand in the end, Father. We inhabit with you in those realms that are to come. We see what you're doing. Investors will come up out from this house. Some knowing very little about the markets, but suddenly, as John G. Lake said, in the waking hours or in his sleep, he would be in Africa instead of America. And as he would fly over regions, suddenly the political, financial, and religious landscape of the whole region was being imparted to him by the omnipresent omniscience of the seven eyes of the Lord. Suddenly, I see a woman in here, a widow. Suddenly, you're being given supernatural insight. You don't even know what you're looking at right now. But you're going to have a book opened out of the Father's heart. And suddenly, you're going to be given wisdom that the greatest universities in this world cannot give you, this kind of wisdom that's from above. The Bana. The king's wisdom. Oshtu prati kiliaramas. Suddenly, witty invention and innovation, the spirit of innovation, there is angels of innovation who've come up into this room, a house of innovation. Every good gift and perfect gifts are coming out from your heart, Father, moving down into the earth. For dominion. A house of creative miracles, the likes of which has not been seen in this city in a generation. Breaking out on the left and on the right. A house of deliverance, benevolence, discipleship. I could go further, Father. I'm going to pull back. I want you to stand over your house right now where you are. I want you to stand over your house, not in it, over it. See it under your feet. Draw the circle around the perimeter of your house. the ark encompassed Jericho, encompass your promised land. Now I want you as an heir to release the host of angels to go out in front. Warrior angels, release them by voice. Breaker angels, healing angels, watcher angels, angels of inheritance, worshiping angels, filling your house. I want you to stand right in the middle of your living room. Be aware that they're all there. We're encompassed with the Lord of hosts. My home is encompassed with the glory of the host of heaven. And now I do see the angels ascending and descending over my home. I do see them ascending all the way up into the heavens. I decree now all second heaven interference cleared out, all strife being removed, all rebellion being removed, all disharmony being removed. I see my home with great light as the worshiping angels are flooding the house. I see Carson's room filled with the glory of the breaker angels. Even if your son or daughter doesn't live there, put them in that room. They are heirs. I see divine encounter, heavenly encounter, awakening, awakening. I am heir of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Christ. You sent angels to every one of them, Father. You send them to me. You sent the ladder to Jacob. You send it to me. It was upon Christ where the angels ascend and descend. They ascend upon me. Sending over your home. Sending over the marriage. Breaking all disunion. All disharmony, all severed and broken now, as the angels are swirling around your home and swirling, 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 see them swirling, casting out all darkness, casting out all affliction, all infirmity be thou removed, all sickness be thou removed. No plague cometh nigh the dwelling of my house. No evil comes nigh. No destruction at noonday comes nigh my home. It's the house of the blessed. It is this day freed from the bondage and the slavery of Egypt. I sever the cords of mammon. I sever the cords of debt, poverty, lack, need, and destruction. I sever those cords. I remove that from the world system. My home is consecrated before you. The blessing of generational inheritance rests upon all that we do. The blessing of Abraham in Christ. In blessing, you bless us, and in multiplying, you multiply all that we do. I see your glory flowing down into the children, the grandchildren flowing, the blessing flowing, the will, the destiny, the callings. I see awakening to the calling, the children awakening. I see the encounters. I see the awakening. I see dreams and visions in the night season, the sealing of instruction. I see prophetic encounter. I see angelic encounter. I see heavenly encounter. My home is blessed of the Lord. No evil cometh nigh the dwelling. But I have many, many, many angels now dwelling. They like being in my home. They like being in my prayer closet. I see the breakers moving through the halls. I see oil, the continuous oil over our homes now. I see the children awakening to the Spirit of God. I see the glory upon us and with us. I see, Father, that it is a land and a home that the Lord our God careth for. For your eye is upon it from the beginning of every year to the end of every year. Your favor now rest, resting upon me, resting upon our home. Favor, I want you to see that favor. Stand in the living room and feel that favor. Feel it all around you. See the crown over your house. See the angels. See the ark. See the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the glory. Thank you, Father, for the manifested glory. It's important when you're doing this to never stop seeing, never stop speaking, continually moving with the Father. If you stop, you'll wander off somewhere. You won't be in that rhythm and the frequency with Him. When you tap into His frequency, He'll start opening His book and start showing you the things to come for your business, ministry, family. He'll set vision in you. He'll set a compass in you. This is what it means to get out in front. You're out in front of your circumstance. Now, Father, as I return into this realm, I do decree this natural realm and all that I have seen and all that I have spoken and all that has been perambulated today and this morning before I arrive, I decree this realm now to bow. As you send forth the reaper angels, as the sower has gone in front of the reaping, I decree now this realm to follow me where I am in the I am in Christ. I decree signs, miracles, wonders, demonstration, and manifestation of all that I have seen with the Father to follow. Follow goodness, mercy, follow me. Favor, follow me. Blessing, follow me. Breakthrough, follow me. Manifestation, follow. Follow. I decree this realm to bow. I decree every mountain be thou removed and cast into the sea. Every mountain over my home, every mountain be thou removed. And I command the demonstrations to follow, the goodness to follow, the mercy to follow, the favor to follow. Every place the soles of my feet have tread upon, in the Spirit, in the Father, I speak to this realm. Be thou created. Be thou manifest. All that I've seen, I decree manifest. I decree now be conformed to the image of what I have seen. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the demonstrator. You are the rewarder. You are the doer. You are the performer. You are the completer. I will do it, saith the Lord. You said you would do it. We release and loose all that we have seen in that realm. We release and loose it into this realm. This realm will surely bow. And your name and the name of Jesus will surely follow and be conformed to what we have seen in the mirror of the Father. In the realm of the Father, far greater than this realm. Thy kingdom is at hand. The glory of your kingdom is at our hand position now. And we thank you for the glorious liberty that you have granted us. Amen.